A mysterious homemade 1940 recording, now public, shines a new light on the music of Rachmaninoff, who famously never allowed recordings or broadcasts of his live performances. WRTI's Susan Lewis has the story.
Ward Marston, who has been collecting and restoring historic audio recordings for decades, was astonished to hear the recording of Rachmaninoff playing at an informal gathering with Eugene Normandy, a recording made, probably surreptitiously, just weeks before Symphonic Dances premiered with the Philadelphia Orchestra.
It was just something unimaginable to me that here we are listening to Rachmaninoff performing a symphonic work at the piano as a kind of run-through for Ormandy.
The recording surfaced when a researcher at the University of Pennsylvania happened upon it buried in a box of Eugene Ormandy's private collection. The sound was fuzzy, the microphone far from its source, but there he was, the great Rachmaninoff, playing and even singing along. It's difficult to overstate its significance, says Marston.
There's a tremendous amount of elasticity in his performance. A lot of tempi that are accelerating or decelerating, and also phrasing that crescendos and diminuendos. It's also fascinating to learn what melodic parts Rachmaninoff wanted to bring out.
The restored recording is now part of a 3-CD set from Marston Records.
It's added a completely new dimension to what I had in my mind as what Rachmaninoff's playing was.
The Philadelphia Orchestra premiered the work in January of 1941 and recorded it in 1960.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.